Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Randy Sowers, husband, father, and business owner from Belle Fourche, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in his life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Randy Sowers shares what God has been doing in his life.
Hello, my name is Randy Sowers, and I'm excited to share with you what God has been doing in my life. Today's reading comes from John chapter 21. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the beach. Yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you any fish?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in for the quantity of fish. That disciple, whom Jesus loved, said to Peter, "It is the Lord." He put on his clothes, for he was stripped for work, and sprang into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from land, but about 100 yards off. The part of the scripture that completely strikes me is when John said to Peter, "It is the Lord." And that just reminds me of every time I've gone into the confessional, or at least as I've grown in my faith, and how it is the Lord. And recently in Lent, I encountered the Lord there in a very special way. I had not been to confession for a couple months, and I just went. I hadn't been in a while, and nothing big, nothing special. I received the grace from the sacrament, and when I left there, my prayer life started to turn up all these sins of my past that when I would think about them, I would wince and grimace, and just thinking of what I had done and how I had hurt people and everything, and how it hurt myself. And these old sins, which I had confessed before, they just were constantly in my prayer life. And I would try to shush them away. I tried to just move on about them. I tried just to give them up, and I couldn't. I couldn't find peace or pardon, as they say in confession. And so I went back to the confession, to the same priest. It had only been about 5 days. And when I went in there and confessed these sins, I spoke of how I did not have peace, and I asked how I could get rid of them and just let go. And I said, "Do I just need to give them to the Lord?" And he said, "No, I think we give too many things to the Lord," and referencing that it's our part. We had a part to play in that, and that's something that we have to carry. He mentioned the little cross we carry, and that just struck such a chord inside of me of just the daily sacrifice you make, and thinking of what you've done in the past, and then having a conversion and realizing that you would never do that again. You can't even believe you did that in the first place. And I think of St. Paul and his thorn in the flesh, and how that very likely could have been the stoning of Stephen and the things that he had done. Can you imagine being Paul after his conversion, knowing what you had done to the Lord and to Stephen and to others? It's a lot of suffering to carry when we think about our past and we think about how we wish we would be different. And in recognizing this, and then also talking to another friend of mine who told me what a gift it was. And I was trying to get there in prayer, and I was on my way there, but he helped me really reach that completion of the gift of that. And to be able to unite that with Christ, who died for us. There's nothing greater that Christ did for us but to die for us. And to be able to unite that suffering with him and carry that every day, it was revolutionary in my prayer life, because I no longer was not owning it. I was completely owning it and picking it up and carrying it and offering it as a way of sacrificing for my prayers of that day. And it empowers my prayer when I do that. It also humbles me, because who am I to judge somebody else when I have done what I have done? And only I know what I have done, but I know it. And there's humility and there's power in that. And it was so freeing the next day when I was able to go to prayer and just unite that suffering that I was in, instead of pushing it off, instead of saying, oh, well, I just don't want to remember that. I don't want to think about that. I embraced the cross and I carried it willingly, and it was freeing. It was freeing in a different way. There was peace and there was beauty and there was God loving me where I was at, because I had done those things. And that isn't who I am today, but I am still a miserable sinner. And it was just a beautiful moment in which God just reached in and loved me exactly where I'm at, through everything I have done, both good and bad. So many times I try to put on a face of, look at what I can do, look at what I've done, all these good things, and I want to be loved at the potential of what I could be. And only God knows what I am created to be completely and perfectly. And I try to live at that potential, but I also am where I am. And God loving me there is so powerful and so freeing. It allows me to be, it is only in Him loving me where I'm at that I am allowed to be, to reach my potential and who He made me to be. And allowing myself to be loved where I'm at through that transparency and embracing that cross was empowering to me. So with that, let us take to the Lord our cross and embrace it daily and offer that up for those in our lives. Pray with me. Father, I know that you hear me. I know that you always hear me. And I want to thank you for the gift of my mistakes in my past. Help me to embrace them as something I have done, but not who I am. And empower me and love me where I am at, so that I can be who you have created me to be today for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening, and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini-retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.